You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Scott Morgan. The city of Greenville is about 250 miles from the nearest ocean tide in Myrtle Beach, which doesn't mean a dang thing as far as vulnerability goes.
People sometimes forget that we are susceptible to tropical systems, for instance. Yes, we are in the upstate of South Carolina, but we see the impacts. We saw a tornado from Nate, which made landfall way out in the Gulf of Mexico along the Gulf Coast.
Greenville County Emergency Management Coordinator Jessica Stumpf is referencing the 2017 hurricane that hammered most of the Gulf states and parts of Central America. Nate was a good lesson, she says, in not taking things like distance for granted when it comes to public safety, because so much can go so wrong so fast.
We have a lot of things that we have to consider, a lot of things that we have to plan for, and this Emergency Operations Center is that point where everyone can come together and coordinate the response to whatever issue has arisen.
We are officially in hurricane season as of June 1st, and county emergency management offices well into the upstate are watching over tropical weather patterns. But a local storm system brewed right here in South Carolina could just as easily trigger flooding, tornadoes, hail, power outages. And even if you take the weather out of it completely, there's plenty of potential man-made mayhem to keep an eye on.
We also have a lot of companies in this county that store hazardous materials. So hazardous material spills are a problem here in the upstate, too, especially with us being right along the I-85 corridor.
There's also the nuclear potential. South Carolina has 6 active nuclear power plants, 3 owned by Duke Energy in York, Oconee, and Darlington counties. Now, the plants generally have really good safety records, but there have been a few close calls. Duke's Catawba nuclear plant on Lake Wylie twice leaked tritium-laced water, once in 2007 and once in 2013. Its Oconee plant did the same in 2014. None of these incidents affected the public water supply or public safety, but such events do keep guys like Chuck Haynes on their toes.
Here in York County, we have a robust radiological program, and we house almost as much equipment as far as detectors and things like that as the majority of the state, just because of our population.
Haynes is the emergency management coordinator for York County, and while he is aware of the nuclear power plant down the road, he says wind, water, and hail are far safer bets for things likely to cause big problems in the day-to-day. Something else to keep in mind is that even during a major emergency, there is no one single emergency that affects everyone the same way.
There's a lot of worst-case scenarios, and it's all about perspective, too. If I ask a teenager, what's a worst-case scenario, the answer I may get is if the internet goes out. For others, it may be that their primary issue would be water, or, you know, in the summertime, if power went out, they wouldn't be able to deal with the heat.
One more thing to keep in mind. During disasters and dangerous events, emergency management teams work to get large areas and entities back to operational as soon as possible. That means clearing roads, opening bridges, getting power back on. But, says Jessica Stumpf, it doesn't mean checking in with thousands of individual citizens who all happen to be in the same uneasy boat, especially not for the first 3 days.
So if there is, you know, a massive power outage, are you going to be okay for 72 hours? Do you have enough food and clothing and water and whatnot? Do you have enough medication to last you that 72 hours? Do you have enough food for your pets?
Emergency management agencies around South Carolina drill and game what to do if and when trouble lands a haymaker. But they also spend a lot of time trying to tell people what Jessica Stumpf just said, that the first 72 hours of a disaster are on you, and that well-prepared citizens are the best asset for getting life back to normal for everybody a whole lot quicker. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.